Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet. And that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gayle, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we focus on a special family right now. When I know that a family needs our support and needs our help, I'm glad to be able to use my show as a vehicle. My friend Aaron Beard sent me a message, a text, and told me about the situation right now for this family. I'd like to welcome to the show Rob Mitchell. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Rob.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. This is a group that no one wants to be a part of. A diagnosis can be a surprise to a family, and in this particular situation, you have four children, and your wife, Charlotte, is battling stage 4 cancer.
Yes.
When did you all get that diagnosis?
So about a week ago, on Friday afternoon, Charlotte was telling me that she had an ache in her side. We just assumed that she had pulled a muscle. And around 2:30 in the morning on Saturday, she woke up and just was in an immense amount of pain, and she couldn't breathe very well. So I took her to the ER right down the road from our house. And when we got in there, the doctor did a CT scan on her. And then he came back into the room and told her that he was going to have her admitted to a hospital, because he had found multiple lesions inside of her body. They admitted us to a hospital out here in San Antonio, Texas, where we live. And they did more CT scans throughout the week and a biopsy. And on Wednesday, the biopsy report came back as stage 4 melanoma that had spread to her liver, stomach, underneath her shoulder, pelvis bone, and in her lungs.
Rob, how much earlier, prior to this particular diagnosis, did she have that mole cut out that you talked about being found on her back?
So, in 2018, I was deployed on my last deployment to Afghanistan before I started moving around to other parts of the world. And she had a mole removed from her back. They did a biopsy on it, and when the biopsy came back, they had told her that it was positive for melanoma. They had given her all the things that she needed to do, watch out for it, and the doctor had told her if it does come back, it's going to come back fast and very aggressive. And, you know, we had done everything as closely as we could to protect, for her to protect herself, and this is just, you know, one of those things that it just came back when it was ready and there wasn't much we could do about it.
You are a military family. As you mentioned, you went through the Army as a Ranger. What your wife, we've talked about this before, but your wife paid close attention to other families and tried to be a support to those people, right?
Yeah. Me and her met when we were in high school. And we both lived in Oregon at the time. My father worked for 4-H Extension and moved around to a lot of different universities. So when we were living in Corvallis, Oregon, one night at church, I met Charlotte, and we started dating while I lived in Oregon during high school. And my dad got his final job in his career, which was down here with the United States Army in the, we call the MWR, is the Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. So we moved down to Texas, and me and Charlotte maintained a long-distance relationship. I joined the Army in 2004 and went to basic training at Fort Moore or Fort Benning and went through the infantry OSET there and airborne school, and then I attended what was called the Ranger Indoctrination Program, short RIP. And about 100, a little over 100 of us started, and about 26 of us graduated. And I was assigned to 1st Battalion of the 75th Ranger Regiment. A Ranger Regiment is the Army's premier Light Infantry Special Operations Force. And when I got off to Savannah, I did my first deployment with them in 2005. And after that deployment, me and Charlotte got married. During that time, when she moved to Savannah, she was working on her bachelor's degree in psychology, and she just kind of fell into working with a special education class at one of the public schools there as a para, which is a assistant to the special education teacher. And she ended up just falling in love with it. And as time went on and I was in Ranger Battalion, she would go on to graduate with her degree in psychology and then start her master's in for being a behavioral analyst. We were in a pretty set rotation during those years. In Ranger Battalion, you would do a 6-month training cycle followed by a 3 to 6 month deployment. So we were in that rhythm for a long time, and I did most of my deployments with Ranger Regiment. And then as we grew up more, once we realized we were going to have to relocate back to San Antonio, Texas, to be there for my parents, because they were going, my father has actually got stage 4 prostate cancer, but he's in remission right now. So we did a compassion reassignment to come back out here. He graduated with her master's and now is working towards her final exam to become a board certified behavioral analyst, where she'll work with kids that have special needs, are autistic, that kind of stuff. But just, she's such a special person that throughout all those years of us being in Ranger Battalion and, you know, going on 20 years in the Army, she's just always been there for so many different families, so many different Ranger families. When we would have Rangers in our platoon that didn't come home from Afghanistan or Iraq, she was always there for their families. Our two youngest sons are named after a couple of my Ranger buddies that are no longer here. And we've grown really close to their families post that those tragedies. And we've just grown so close to them. It's mainly because of her and just the type of person that she is. She just is always caring and always giving and always looking for ways to serve other people other than herself. So when she got this diagnosis, I just was trying to think what the best way was that I was going to be able to be there for her, my family, and we decided to be as transparent as we can with this diagnosis. And I just kind of set my pride aside and decided I needed to lean on others for this, for her sake. And just the outpouring of support that we've gotten for our family has just been, it's just been overwhelming. And just, I can't put into words the gratitude that we have for, there's just so many people that are helping us right now.
Rob, how has Charlotte handled this diagnosis? I know you've explained what type of person she is, working with special needs kids and her goals in life. What's it been like for her over the past week or so?
She's in a lot of pain. It's weird because, you know, the last Friday she was up doing chores and doing things, and within 48 hours, she was, I would have to help her get out of bed. She was on oxygen. Just in a lot of pain. The doctors have done as much as they can to mitigate her pain. And now she's back at home. She's starting to feel better. We start treatment this next week. And we're just praying that her body takes to the treatment that they've prescribed to her, which is immunotherapy. So she's keeping her head held high. She's still talking to the company that she works for and her clients and their families to reassure them, and reassure her friends and her family and her kids. So she's staying strong. But she's putting all of her faith in this and all of her hope into God's hands. So, you know, we're praying now that her body is going to respond in a positive manner to the treatment that she starts this next week.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Rob Mitchell, and thanks to my friend Aaron Beard, I have Rob on the line with me. We're talking about his wife Charlotte and her diagnosis of stage 4 cancer as she battles that. The family, they have 4 children, Heidi, Justin, Aaron, and Zach. And so we can step up as listeners and support this family during this time. And we'll continue this conversation on the other side if you'll stay with me, Rob.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Have you heard of the legend of Happy Hollow? Well, legend has it, there's a mysterious store in Red Bay, Alabama, and on October 28th of this very year, its doors will finally open. Some people say the store has tons of different items, from hunting, fishing, camping, and sporting goods, to apparel, Western wear, home decor, even items for your fur babies. I can confirm this is no legend. Witness it for yourself on October 28th. Come shop with us and take part in several of our Halloween activities. You're sure to have a spooktacular time. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, on our Happy Hollow Outdoors page, as well as our Instagram under the same name. We look forward to seeing you October 28th. Doors open at 10 a.m., with Halloween activities beginning later in the evening. We're located at 985 9th Street West in Red Bay, Alabama. That's 985 9th Street West in Red Bay, Alabama.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. For all of your concrete needs in North Alabama, contact Esteban Tovar with Tovar Construction Company. With free estimates and quality work, no job is too big or too small. Give Tovar Construction a call at 256-216-7555 or 256-321-5989. You can also see some of their great work at Tovar Construction Co. LLC on Facebook. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we focus on the Mitchell family. We focus on Charlotte and what she's battling right now with stage 4 cancer. The family's in San Antonio, Texas. Rob was there to help his father as well, who's also battling stage 4, but they have gotten that controlled, so that's good news for them. But here we are with 2 battles on the front, And right now, Charlotte is in the middle of hers, and we want to try to help this family. Welcome back, Rob.
Hey, thanks, Mark, for having me.
As I said, I really appreciate Aaron Beard sending me the message and letting me know, because that's what my show is about. It's about recognizing families like yours and offering up my show as a vehicle to try to reach other people to let them know what the need is. And I know you mentioned how difficult it was to say we need help, but you've talked about it before with your mom, even talking about the importance of allowing people to be able to help you. And you have opened up and decided that this is something that you will allow people to do, to be able to give to your family.
Yeah. I was told that when it comes to cancer, enough money is never enough. And my father told me, don't take away the ability for others to help you who want to help you. And when I was thinking about the donation GoFundMe that put together, one of the things that was sticking out in my mind is, one, when you get this type of diagnosis, you try to figure out how best you can be there for your family, how best you can be that pillar of strength. And one of the things that I realized is I'm going to need to be by her side as much as she needs me, even more than what she says that she needs. And so to kind of mitigate some of that stress, I just decided to set my pride aside and reach out and ask people, most importantly, for prayers. That's honestly what we appreciate the most. And then also trying to mitigate some of the bills that come with having a cancer diagnosis, the travel and some of the other medical bills that pile up. And I said, when I came back from my 2010 deployment, which was a particularly rough one, my second youngest son is named Justin, and we named him after a Ranger buddy of mine. His name was Justin Allen, and he was killed in combat in 2010. And I hadn't had a chance to kind of turn that deployment switch off when I had gotten back to the States. So after we'd gotten done at what we call our company operation facility and been released, we drove back home. And when I sat down in my house after that deployment, I just lost it. And all those emotions I kind of kept suppressed during that time, because that was within a month or two apart. My friend Aaron had been killed. Justin had been killed. Multiple other Rangers had been killed on that deployment. And she just held me. And she's just always been there for me, always been there for our kids, always been there for so many other people. And so I decided it was now my time to be there for her and let other people be there for her. And again, the pouring of support that we've gotten from people has just really been good for her. Her spirits are being lifted every time people reach out and say they're praying for us or send cards or donate or any of that. And it's just been really, really amazing.
I think it is amazing when families like yours can see how many people are out there to support them. And I know that you have a network of friends, but then you find people who are not connected to you, say through church or anything that you've ever done. They're strangers. They're complete strangers who decide that they want to support your family. They see what's happening and just want to help. How does that make you feel to know that there are people who have no connection to your family other than this one event happening, and they want to help your family in this way?
When all of this started and we had kind of decided we were going to release information in a controlled manner, and that's why we put together a Facebook group to keep people updated, because that's the fastest way I can update people, a multitude of people. We were really just kind of assuming that most of the support was going to come from our church family here in Garden Ridge, Texas. Just an amazing, amazing group of people at the Garden Ridge Church of Christ. They're just doing so much for us. The Ranger community, I've had Ranger buddies I haven't talked to in years hit me up and offer support. And then I'm a big Harley guy, and I've been riding with a group known as the Wingman Motorcycle Club for many years, and all of my brothers from that club are hitting me up, and they're donating, and their wives are calling and hitting up Charlotte, and it's just been an awesome experience. Separate from that, though, just the amount of people I don't know that have hit me up through LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook or in the community just wishing to help us, I mean, it just has re-sparked a major, major faith in humanity, to be honest with you. It's amazing to see the amount of people in our neighborhood, our local community, and all over the world, veteran communities, foundation that supports Ranger families, contacted me just a couple of hours ago telling me about support they were going to provide us. And it's just, it's hard for me because I've always been a private person, and we've always tried to rely on each other, me and Charlotte, to get through times. But with everything going on, the outpouring of support from people I've never met before has just been astonishing. It's just been absolutely amazing.
If we're married long enough, Rob, we're all going to run into situations where we have to be a support for our spouse or partner. And as you mentioned, Charlotte was a support to you. And now you have an opportunity, almost at 20 years of marriage, to be a support for her. Let's talk about that bond and being supportive of each other as you go through these types of challenges.
Yeah, me and Charlotte, we're coming up on 20 years of marriage, and being married in the military is a challenge. The success rate for marriages in the military is very low. And one of the things that me and her have told a lot of our friends is that love is something that you have to work at. And when you find that special person that's in your life, no matter the mistakes either of you make, there's always an inroad to coming out of each situation stronger than before. And moving out here to Texas in the last year and a half has provided me and Charlotte this platform to really sit down and be honest with each other about all the mistakes that we've made in our marriages. My dad raised me on a principle of, if you're a man and you consider yourself a man, then taking ownership of your mistakes is something that you have to understand is extremely important, and being completely transparent about everything that's happened in the last 20 years that we've been married caused a rocky patch. But we both decided that if we focus on things and we rely on God and live our relationship to where it needs to be, then we can come through it. For us, you know, we've always said that resiliency is something that you have to train. If you wait for a tragedy to strike and you're not preparing yourself and training your resiliency, then chances of you making it through that tragedy successful is going to be low. And me and her both are very resilient people, especially some of the stuff that we've been through. And so, you know, me and her really tried to make sure that we're there and for all the different soldiers and Rangers. And the best piece of advice that we can give to anybody is that you're going to make mistakes in your relationship. The honesty that you give to each other, the understanding that you provide each other, that's what's going to pull you through those rocky times. And just understanding that love is a feeling, but it's also something you have to work at. So when that initial feeling that you have for each other passes and you start hitting rough or turbulent times, understanding that you look at your soulmate as your best friend and understanding that you have to work at it together, that's what strengthens that feeling of love, and that's what strengthens your relationship overall. And us going into this, we've already talked that we view this as another chapter in our lives. And when we come out of this and when we come out of it successfully, we'll be that much stronger as a married couple.
For people to join into the effort, there are two different directions they can go. The first is to join the OPN Green Pastures. That's OPN Green Pastures, October, Papa November. That is a Facebook group where they can join. They have to answer the question, how do you know Charlotte right now? But if they put that they're connected to the Mark White Show or heard this interview, then we can let them into the group. And then also the GoFundMe has been organized, OPN Green Pastures. They can search GoFundMe.com and search OPN Green Pastures and donate financially. And I know that, as you've mentioned, you've had great support so far, and I hope that this helps your family and helps spread the word so that the last thing you'll have to worry about is the financial burden. You can focus on your wife. You can focus on your children and your family during this time and be a part of Charlotte's recovery and not worried about the next bill that's coming in or how you're going to be able to take care of this financial burden.
Yeah, and too, with the Facebook group, I had originally set it up as a private group just because me being me, but the outpouring of support, really, if anybody gets on there and they just say that they want to follow Charlotte's journey because they care, is enough for me. And I think we've almost hit our goal on GoFundMe, and everybody that I've talked to has told me to leave it up because people want to help and I need to allow them to do that. So it'll be up indefinitely at this point, even for us to be able to look back and just relive those memories of the amount of support that we've gotten from everybody just all over. So, you know, I thank everybody for their support. I thank everybody for listening to this. You know, the amount of prayers and support that people are offering us is just absolutely overwhelming to us. And me and my family would just like to thank everybody from the bottom of our hearts for those prayers and that support. It just means the world to us, and we thank you so much.
Rob Mitchell, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today. Again, I want to thank Aaron Beard for connecting me to you to be able to have this conversation, and I hope that this does help your family moving forward, Rob.
Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Folks, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to recognize difference makers in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com. Shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are my kind of people.